Welcome to MaestroPath. You're listening to a recording of a live interactive teleseminar from MaestroPath. During this call, participants spent some time in dialogue with each other during breakout groups. The breakout groups have been removed from this recording, although you will hear these groups referenced. You will also hear the use of other unique features, such as polls and calling on people by name. Now, enjoy the call.
Hi, everybody. It is Tuesday, May 18th, and I am here with the fabulous Adam Corin, and I want to welcome you to this Breakthrough to Success call. My name is Samantha Bennett, and I'm the founder of The Organized Artist Company. And today, we are going to be talking about bouncing back from disappointment, three strategies to really get over it. I think I want to start with, I'm debating between starting with the breathing and starting with a little poll. Let's start with the breathing. That always helps center me. So I'm going to do this breathing. You're invited to do it with me. It's very short. We're going to inhale for a count of four, hold for a count of seven, and then exhale for a count of eight. And we're going to do that three times. If you're someplace where you can close your eyes, that's terrific. If not, then don't. And just get yourself centered for a second. Inhale for four, hold for seven, exhale for eight, three times. So we'll inhale, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, five, six, seven, exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Inhale, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, five, six, seven, exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Last time. Inhale, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, five, six, seven, exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Great. Thank you for doing that with me. It really helps me leave everything that's happened up to now, behind me and helps me participate in this present moment a little bit better. I want to say first, you are all so good and brave. I think it's a really big leap between like, oh yeah, that sounds interesting, I should tile into one of those seminars sometime, and actually showing up for it and making the time. So I really appreciate it, and I'm really impressed by your willingness to show up for yourself in your own life. And that goes for those of you listening to the recording as well. I'm hoping we're going to make some good progress here on your disappointments. I can't guarantee anything, but I have seen some miraculous shifts in my time in a very short amount of time, so I wouldn't rule anything out. You know, we can't unthink things, and we can't not feel the way we feel, but we can unscrew the bolts a little bit, and, you know, those bolts, those things that are keeping our ideas a little fixed and a little painful. So I would like you guys, as we're moving through this call, we're going to be talking to each other, and you'll be talking in pairs. We'll use this Maestro Conference technology so you can share with each other a little bit. I know it's a little weird to be just anonymously paired with somebody, but it's cool, too. So I want you to be thinking about a specific disappointment in your life as we do this three strategies to really get over it. The one thing I might recommend is, let me put it this way. It's my experience that we can shift a lot of our beliefs and sorrows, especially if we're really willing and ready and to get over it. The one thing I find that it's difficult is grief. In my experience, other kinds of pain, you know, we look back, you know, it's really painful at the time, but then we look back later and it's not so bad. You know, it's even maybe a blessing. You know, wow, that breakup was really awful, but now looking back on it, that really wasn't the right relationship for me, and boy, I sure did learn a lot about how to communicate with people. But grief, in my experience, grief comes up on you like a wave, like it just happened this morning. I don't know what it is about grief that makes it different from other kinds of disappointment and pain. I think it's just a lot more complicated, a lot more complex. So if the disappointment that you've brought with you into this call is a grief-related disappointment, I might suggest that you set it aside just for now and work on something a little bit lighter. These techniques will work at least some for grief, but I want you to have as much success as you can. So maybe pick something a little less fraught, a little less knotty. Okay. So does everybody have a grief in mind? Okay, even if it's, or not a grief, a disappointment or a frustration in mind, even if it's just a little one. You know, I oversalted the turkey meatloaf last night and I'm a little disappointed in myself. Or maybe it's a medium-sized one, like I'm still so bummed that I never finished college, or that we got outbid on that house. Or maybe it's a big one, you know, I got fired, you know, or a really big one, like I can't believe he or she had that affair, that they don't love me, or whatever. And I just want to get a little reading here. On a scale of 1 to 5, how disappointed are you about your thing? 1 being, actually, you know, I'm sort of mostly over it, to 5 being, I can't really imagine ever being over this. And just punch that number on your phone. 1, I'm disappointed, but I can see getting over it. 2, I'm more than a little. 3, I'm pretty disappointed. 4, yeah, no, this is really hot. And 5, like, I'm super, super, super aggrieved. So just go ahead and press 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 on your phone, just to get a little reading of where people are at. Okay, we're getting some 3s and 4s. Good, good, good. Okay, good. I think that's. I think we can make some good progress. A couple 1s. Mm-hmm. Terrific. If you're in a place where you can write, you can go ahead and take a sheet of paper. You might want to write some of this down as we work, and one of the things you might want to write down is that number. Is that number that you feel right now? Like, well, really, right now, on a scale of 1 to 5, my disappointment's at a 1, at a 3, at a 4. And, you know, no one ever has to know what this is. So, part of the reason I want to do this is because, you know, there's a tendency, especially in this sort of world of self-help, and self-improvement, to be like, oh, it's all good, you know, it's okay, it's everything works for the best, you know, God doesn't give me anything he can't handle, what doesn't kill you makes me stronger, and, you know, I'm that all that may or may not be true, but there is no sense pretending we feel all yippy-skippy when we do not feel all yippy-skippy. So I really want you to acknowledge the level of disappointment you're experiencing. Like, no, seriously, this is a good solid 4. I'm bummed. Good. Excellent. The first thing I want you to do, here's step one of our amazing three-step process. Step one, we are not amused. I want you to give this event, this thing that's disappointing you, a new and much more disastrous name. So, like, I blew the presentation can be named, I'm headed for the poorhouse for sure. Or, you know, I fell off my diet can become, I am the walrus, coo, coo, choo. Okay? So I want you to be really melodramatic, see if you can't make yourself laugh, really exaggerate in this new title, and go ahead and write that down if you get a chance, if you're someplace where you can write it down. So, you know, I should be farther along in my career as, you know, I am a tiny, insignificant speck on the cement of Hollywood Boulevard. You know, just really, really lay it on thick. Really lay it on thick. And work right off the top of your head. This is not, if you have yourself, let yourself having that experience of, oh, I'm trying to think of something. No, no, don't try to think of something. Just let the answer kind of bubble up from within. Let some crazy renaming pop up there. So we've got our over-exaggerated, crazy name that we're giving this disappointment. And now I want you to give it a second name. A really diminishing name. I want you to spin it a little bit. So, you know, no one is buying my product becomes, you know, this has really been some fascinating market research. And, you know, I'll never get another date ever becomes, you know, oh, pish posh, silly old dating, who cares? Like, imagine that you're a very eccentric old grandmother. Like, how would your eccentric old grandmother sort of wave off this disappointment? What name would she give it? And go ahead and write that one down, too. So I think Adam has you into groups now. We have a couple of newcomers maybe that need to get slid into groups. And this is like, this technology, this Maestro Conference technology is super cool because it allows me to do this. Right now it's like we're all in a big hotel room all together. Or a big auditorium all together, and only my mic is on. And in a second, you're going to essentially turn to the person next to you and share with them what you've written down. I think you're all in groups of two, except for one group of three, and then I'm going to be able to walk around and sort of eavesdrop on you as you're sharing. So I want you to tell the other person, you can say hi and your name and maybe where you live, and I want you to say, you know, bottom line, the actual event. You know, the actual disappointment is, you know, I didn't finish my book, my novel last year, or I didn't this, or I didn't that, or somebody else didn't this or that. And then I want you to share with them the melodramatic, overly crazy name and the really diminishing, eccentric old grandmother name. And just one person share and the other person share. And you don't need to comment or advice give. You just need to be witnesses for each other. And this is pretty quick, so I think we can do this in maybe 2 minutes or so. And if you have a question while you're working, just go ahead and press 1 on your phone, and I will hop over to where you are, and you can talk to me. All right. I'm going to put 3 minutes on the clock. Good. And Adam, can they hear each other? They can, right?
They can. You guys are in your breakouts. You can begin.
Hey, everybody. Good. So thank your partners. Wrap up in your group. And I would love to hear a little bit, just briefly, about what your experience was in that. You can tell on yourself or tell on your partner something you noticed, something that surprised you. You can just go ahead and press 1 on your phone if you would like to share something about that experience of giving your disappointment a couple of different names. Good. Anne, hi. How you doing?
Hi.
Yeah, what'd you notice about that?
I loved it because I'm being so hard on myself.
Mm.
And when I told my partner what my problem was, he laughed.
Yeah.
But not in a bad way.
Right. No, not in a bad way.
It wasn't in a bad way at all.
Yeah. No, but and how fascinating to know that in just 2 minutes we can go from, you know, wow, this is a level 4 pain, to some joy and some sharing.
Yeah.
And
I'm
community.
Not the worst person in the world.
You're not the worst person in the world. Exactly. Good noticing, as Amy Ehlers would say. Good noticing. Good. Anybody else have anything else they want to share about that experience? Any shifts they noticed in themselves or their partner? Hi, Jason.
Hi. Yeah, hi. Actually, just saying it out loud, both for myself, and I seem to notice that for the other person that shared, was it just seemed to take some of the power out of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's
just
really a lot
it
of
out loud.
Yeah, that's a lot of what this is about, is drag those monsters out from under the bed and look them in the eye. You know, how scary can they possibly be? And sometimes I think the worst thing about our disappointments is how alone we feel. We think no one has ever suffered like this, no one could ever possibly understand, and we're just going to be in this pain, you know, forever. We're just going to have to carry this around forever. And the minute we start to share it with a compassionate, enlightened witness, all of a sudden it doesn't feel quite so bad. So great. This is step one. This is one of the tools that you can use now and forevermore. Is to just practice naming it. What are some other perspectives on this? What might somebody else think of this? And how can we bring a little lightness and a little humor into it? Good. This step two is super quick. Again, I want you to work right off the top of your head. Do not ponder. Do not prejudge. There's no wrong way to do this. There's just your way. So the first thing, right off the top of your head, I want you to list 3 amazing blessings in your life, 3 things that you look at and think, wow, that is so great that that's happening in my life. I'm a lucky, lucky, lucky monkey. They can be little things like, I have an herb garden. Put fresh mint in my salad and it's delicious. That's an amazing blessing, fresh mint. Or it can be something completely outside of you, the moon and the stars. My husband's sense of humor, what an amazing blessing in my life. Good. Now I want you to list 3 accomplishments, 3 things that you have done in your life that, you know, if somebody said, hey, that's cool that you do that, you would think, you know what, it is pretty cool. So, you know, again, and maybe they're not completely unfraught, very few things are in our lives, But, you know, I run my own business. I read a lot. I'm really faithful about my prayer and meditation practice. I'm a really attentive friend. Three things that you've done, you know, that occur more or less regularly in your life. And again, speed write. Write them out super quick. And if you're not writing, just let them bounce up to the top of your head. You know, I'm a pretty good tennis player. I've learned how to do that. That's pretty good. Good. Now, I want you to list just one reason that your disappointment isn't or wasn't all that bad. So, you know, it might still be miserable that I got fired, but at least I don't have to sit in that horrible, horrible office with no sunlight anymore. Or, you know, I'm disappointed that I oversalted the turkey meatloaf, but, you know, I should probably cut down on the turkey meatloaf anyway. So this next step I'm excited about. It's not really a guided meditation. It's just a little imagination exercise. And there's no right or wrong way to do it. However, your imagination presents it to you is just right. So if you can shift your physical position, I'd like you to do that. So change the way you're sitting in the chair or move to another chair or stand up and turn around, something like that. And we'll do that breathing thing again to get us into it. And then if you're someplace where you can close your eyes, that's great. If not, no big deal. And, and we'll just see how this goes. So we'll inhale. 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I would like you to take yourself to a very clear, safe mental space, whatever that is. Maybe it's a real space. Maybe it's an imaginary space, and I want you to take in the view, if there is one. And I want you to notice how calm and lovely it is in this space. And I want you to notice that there is a presence here, too, a very wise, loving, and forgiving presence. And maybe that presence has a shape or a body. Maybe it doesn't, but you can really feel the love and the comfort presence provides for you. And the presence says, I am so sorry that you have been disappointed. I am so sorry that you have been sad. But it is time to give it all to me. You are going to have to give it all to me now. And suddenly there is a big scrapbook in front of you. And like Harry Potter's pensieve, all the thoughts you have ever had around this disappointment magically start to file themselves away in there. So all of the baby names, all of the ways you were going to decorate the room, the way you were going to look, the things other people were going to say, every last little bit of it, all the details, all the tears, all the anger, all the things you tried and didn't try and should have tried and could have tried, and everything, all the emptiness, it all goes into the scrapbook. Even the feeling jealous when you see other people having what you wanted, it goes into the scrapbook. You're realizing that this is going to mean no more feeling sorry for yourself when you remember that you don't have this thing that you want. No more secret martyrdom allowed. Every last little detail, the food, the temperature, the people, the colors, the way you imagined it was going to be when it all turned out so perfectly, like it didn't, all that goes into the scrapbook. And whatever bubbles up, just keep filing it in there till that file folder is completely empty, till that box is empty. And maybe it's a warehouse, and it all goes into the scrapbook. And if you are ready and willing, you can hand that scrapbook over to the presence, and you know that it is safe and that you do not need to carry it around anymore. And we're going to do our little breathing thing to sort of come back to present moment. So we'll inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Good job. Thank you. Go ahead and press 1 on your phone if you want to share something about that experience. I would love to hear how that was for you or what you noticed, what sensations came up for you. Hi, Anne. Oh, here. Adam's going to mute you. There you are. Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm surprised at how many things came up from my heart into my mind and formed words around a lot of areas of my life doing that. And I was fighting back tears. And I realized how lovely to be able to use that exercise when things come up that I didn't realize I had so much stuff pushed down.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a lot of it. I think a lot of times we both overemphasize and underemphasize how disappointed we are. And just the relief in being able to hand it over. And for me, that exercise is like having a tooth pulled. Like I keep sort of putting my tongue back there, like, does that still hurt? Does that still hurt? And I keep thinking, no, actually it doesn't. It's really, I've been amazed at the results of that exercise for me in my life. Thank you for sharing that, Anne. I'm glad it was unpacking for you.
Yes. Are you recording this? Will there be a recording of this? Okay, thanks.
Yeah, there is. Good. Anybody else want to share what their experience was? Go ahead and press 1. Anything you noticed? Anything that surprised you? I know it might seem a little weird to share it. I know it seems kind of private, but I'm telling you, but other people really benefit from hearing about your experience. So it would be very generous of you to say, you know, this is what I noticed. Now here's what happened for me. Hey, Nancy Kay.
I guess I'm just picking up and saying, because I feel negative or bad about myself, the fact that it didn't work for me. Usually all your stuff works for me, and I'm like, okay, what am I blocking? Because I feel like I'm not willing to let myself off the hook. It's like it's still my fault, and, you know, I guess I have to be punished for it or whatever. I can't.
So glad you said that, Nancy Kay. Thank you so much for being so forthright, because a really important part of this is being willing to accept the identity of someone who's not carrying around this disappointment, to be willing to step into this new self that forgives herself, that feels fine about what's happened. And sometimes that can feel like a really big sacrifice. Like, if I give up this pain, if I give up this disappointment, does that mean it somehow didn't matter to me? Does that mean that I'm somehow betraying this thing that I've wanted for so long? No, it doesn't. It just means you are setting down the belief that things should be different than they are. Trying to participate fully in the present moment while holding on to the belief that things should be different than they are is like trying to have really great sex while holding a grudge. You can't enjoy either one.
Yeah.
Right? So you have to be willing to set down the grudge. And sometimes we're just not ready. You know, it's like, no, I'm really not ready to let myself off the hook for this. I'm really not ready to not be hurt and angry about this. I'm really not ready. And that's totally okay. This is, like I said at the beginning, you can't unthink what you think. You can't unfeel how you feel. But you can kind of keep poking at it and keep showing up to it and keep experimenting with this idea of, can I let it go? Can I hand it over? Could I hand this one part of it over? You know, could I set down this tiny bit of the burden? Could I imagine that I just take off this backpack and set it on the side of the road and walk away from it? Can I do it? And sometimes the answer is no, I can't do it. I can't set it down. I got to carry it further. And that's fine. And sometimes the answer is no, you know, that's okay. I can walk away from it. I can walk away from it. And, you know, it's the key, though, is that you keep showing up for it.
Okay.
And move, you know, move in little increments, because some one of these days you are going to be able to just hand it right over. And the feeling to me the first time I had this, it was like I took off my pitcher's mitt and walked off the mound, just walked right off the playing field. You know, like, you know what? I'm not playing anymore. I'm not engaged. I'm not winning. I'm not losing. I'm walking away. And it's asking you to take on a new identity. And that is no small deal. So, but the more you keep showing up with the willingness, the idea that, like, I may not be willing to completely let myself off the hook, but I'm willing to entertain the idea that such a thing might be possible. You know?
Okay.
I'm willing to consider the possibility that there might be, you know, in this or some other parallel universe, a world in which I would not be permanently upset about this thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Good for you, though, honey. Good for you. Good. Does anybody else have anything they want to share about their experience? Anything they noticed or that surprised them or interested them? Okay, good. I'm going to keep talking. If you think of something, oh, there's Anne. Hi.
I was really shocked at how I wanted to hold on to things that were coming up. And I think I'm really at peace with a lot of things in my life that were difficult for years after. But this was really surprising, and I was not able to hand it over. Stuff just kept coming up.
Yeah. And like I said to Nancy Kay, that is totally fine. There's no right way to do this, and there's no timeline.
I almost felt as though, who would I be if it weren't for this stuff?
Exactly. And sometimes, and this is a little tough love, but I have noticed this in myself. Sometimes we carry around our problems and our disappointments like they are precious little babies. Oh, me and my terrible, terrible problem.
Yeah.
Look how good and brave I am about dealing with this terrible problem. I used to be like that with money all the time. I'm so broke. I work so hard, and I'm so broke. Look how good and noble I am about how broke I am. Look how good I am about clipping coupons and going without. Sniff, sniff, tear coursing slowly down cheek, you know. Like, I really felt like I had the moral high ground. I hated it, but I also felt like I had the moral high ground. There was something kind of satisfying to me about having this terrible, terrible problem. And until I was willing to let go of that identity and let go of that problem, and, like, who would I be if I was a person who just refused to have money problems anymore? Who is that person?
I felt, when I was noticing things that I didn't realize were still there, they were making me feel full. And I liked that feeling of feeling full, but it also made me recognize that's not what I want to be full with.
Yeah.
So,
and
thank you.
My pleasure. And there is a little myth in the world that says that contentment or happiness or peacefulness will somehow remove your fire, will somehow make you boring. You know, if I didn't have something to complain about, what would I talk about? Who would I be? How dare I be peaceful and content when my world is like this? And what I want to challenge you to is, there's another exercise I do, maybe we'll do it next week, where you remember a moment in your life when you really felt on top of the world and when you really felt just like a big, big winner, you know, just really great and like you had just really done it. And if somebody had asked you in that moment what your thoughts about the future were, everyone I take through that exercise says, I felt like, bring it on. I feel like, what's next? I feel like I can do anything. I feel like the world's my oyster. You know, that day, that wedding day, that moment in the locker room after the big game, I could have taken on anything. You know, happiness and contentment and satisfaction does not remove your fire. It does not remove your identity. It makes you more yourself and more willing and able to participate fully in the world. I want to thank you all for your participation in this call. Again, I think it's really great and brave of you, and especially those of you who hung in through the bad audio moment. That's fantastic. This call is one of it happens every Tuesday from 5 to 5:45. It is part of the Maestro Path community. You can join this community and participate in this call every single week in addition to getting access to, I think it's over 150 recordings of calls with really great teachers like Deepak Chopra, Marianne Williamson, you know, Reverend Karen Russo recently, Neil, the Conversations with God guy, you know,
Neil
everybody.
Neil Donald Walsh.
Yeah, thank you.
And this is Adam, and of course you get to hear, there are several calls in the library with the wonderful Samantha Bennett as well.
That's right. You get access to calls with me, too, the recordings, that is. So if you, and Adam has amazing special offer for you. What is it again?
Yeah, sure.
It's normally $30 a month, I think, to join this.
Right, $29. And then we have this offer where you can get 6 months of membership in Maestro Path for $57. So that's less than $10 a month.
So if that feels of interest to you, go ahead and press 1 on your phone right now, and we can send you the link so that you can sign up and have access to this recording and all the other recordings. It's a great deal. I mean, less than $60 for 6 months, pretty fabulous.
And this is just for those of you who are on this call tonight as guests.
Right, exactly.
If you're a
MaestroPath
obviously. Member, obviously, yeah, this isn't for you.
You've already got your deal.
Yeah, exactly.
You've already got your deal. Terrific. Good. We're just about at time. I will stay on the line for another minute or two if anybody wants to ask me any questions or has anything they want to say. But I also want to release those of you, you know, who are only planning on going to 5:45. I don't want you to feel like you're missing out on anything. So thank you again for being here and for giving me this opportunity to look at this work in my own life, because I love it. I love it. So thank you again for being here. We'll unmute and let everybody say bye. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Sam.
Sure, of course.
Thank you, Sam.
You bet.
Thank you for listening to this program from MaestroPath. As you could tell, Maestro conference calls are no ordinary teleseminars, which is why 90% of participants say they preferred the interactivity of a Maestro call to a traditional call. Real learning requires engagement, which Maestro Conference delivers. To experience the full power of our new platform, please go to www.maestroconference.com for a free trial. We also offer a generous affiliate program for those who would like to profit from sharing this new technology, and special pricing for those who start now. Thank you.